It's time to kick it off, yeah. It's time to do a great Amber May show. Is here with topics you like out in the desert where the sun gets hot. So drop on into that Amber May spot.
Thank you so much for joining me today on the Amber May Show. I am so glad to be here with you. And I just hope that this program is encouraging to you and gives you hope, because this world is really tough and you get knocked down and your heart gets crushed. It's so easy and to get hurt. And who builds you up? Hardly anybody. And I just want this to be a show of hope. When you're going through hard times in your life, you can realize that someone else has walked that path and can show you the way through it. That's what I hope this program will do for you today. And I just want to tell you that I have been so grateful. I have a little testimony. You know, a friend of mine came over. We had them over for dinner, and they were telling me how they just prayed a prayer that, God, you just fix my finances. You just deal with them. You fix everything. You work it all out. And I kind of started praying that prayer too, because she just had these miracles happen one after another, after another, after another. Not that my finances are in disarray or anything, but, you know, things are always popping up that you don't expect. For instance, I'm going on a road trip and I didn't expect that my brakes were bad. I wasn't prepared for that. They seemed like they were, it wasn't that long ago that I fixed them. Anyways, the rotors went bad on the brakes. So I had to come up with money to fix it. I wasn't prepared for that. And God came through. I had prayed that prayer and God came through in a big way and provided me with more than enough money to fix my car. So praise God for that. And now we're going to be able to go on the road trip just fine. You know, I have people come on their on this program periodically that have gone through hard things. Like, had a lady who's had to watch her little boy at 4 years old have cancer. I've had a guy on this program who talked about overcoming pornography and how big and how hard that was to do. And I had another guy talk about how he almost died from his lifestyle. He was a drug user and he was in a real bad place and he literally almost died. And he talked about his recovery and how he overcame that, and just talking about so many people, and myself, who have had three miscarriages and suffered the loss and not sure if I would ever be able to have children. I talked to other ladies who were never able to give birth to a child, but God gave them a child somehow. And it was just a miracle how they did that. I've talked about a lot of things on the program. And if there's something in particular you really need to hear, I would encourage you to write me. And you can write me at P.O. Box 5162, Peoria, Arizona 85385. P.O. Box 5162, Peoria, Arizona 85385. I will do my best to see if I can find someone who has walked that path that can come on the show and talk about how they overcame whatever obstacle it is. And I encourage you to go back on my website, go to the podcast page, and my website's theambermayshow.com, theambermayshow.com. Go to the podcast page, and there is a button on my podcast page when you see my podcast player where you can see all the menu of all the past shows I've done. And I encourage you, browse through it. Maybe there's a program that has touched your life. You know, one time I talked about how to be a good wife to a husband. It's so difficult. So we get all these different messages that come through the media. We're raised and we see different things. And so we don't know how to be a good wife. And I was a little bit tough on those women, but I got great feedback about this couple in particular who was on their road to divorce. And they heard that program and they decided to give another round at it. I had another lady contact me on that show saying they want to use that in their church curriculum. I mean, God bless. Shows I've done, but it's not my work necessarily. It's just God using me to get the message out. How is he going to get the message out unless someone's willing to be the microphone for God? I mean, he gives me the inspiration and to share stuff like this. So, you know, it's really important. And then I wanted to tell people about who God is, because This world is getting more and more agnostic. They don't want to believe in God. They've been so hurt in their life. And so, a lot of times it's people who say they're Christians and they just don't know how to talk to people. Maybe we need to have a class in the church about how to talk to people who don't know God. You know, and I did a big show on that last time, and it's a passion of mine. We turn people away if we don't know how to talk to them. And I just want to tell you to look at how Jesus talked to people, and the way he always, always did it was through love. He always was very compassionate and very loving. You win people through love. If you spew hate, they're going to turn around and hate you back. Not that you're being necessarily hateful, but the tone in which you say things. If you're telling people that you're going to go to hell because you're sleeping around, okay, that's not the great approach. When did Jesus tell the prostitute, go and sin no more? But first, you need to build that relationship so you can tell someone, hey, this isn't God's best for you. You know, when you do this, you're going to be accepting consequences when you sleep around. Maybe there's going to be an unwanted pregnancy. And being a single parent is so, 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 so hard. So hard. Or you're going to get an STD. Or maybe the guy isn't being honest with you and he's married with a family and you're going to destroy that family. I mean, there's consequences. So it's better not to do that, because you save yourself so much heartache. So much heartache. That's just an example. But that's the approach you take. You first love them. Just love them. That's where you need to be. And then if you do go to church and you're not happy with this ministry or this person and that person, if you think you're going to go to another church and the problem's going to be solved, think again. We are just a bunch of sinners trying to do the right thing. We're no different than anyone else in the world, except the fact that we know our Savior, and he needs to work on us. We're imperfect, and he's working on us so that we can be the image of God on earth, you know? And I'd like non-believers to just give us some slack a little bit, because we're no different than you. We just sin differently. That's it. We're still sinners just because we have a title that's called Christian. We're going to fail you. We're going to try not to. That's not our goal, is to fail you. But it's going to happen because we're just sinners. But hopefully you'll have enough compassion and understanding to forgive us when we fail. And it's going to happen, but I hope you'll forgive us and give us a second chance to try and make it right. We're just trying to live the right life, live the best life that we can live, a perfect life. But we still have this sin nature inside of us that causes us to do bad things and be hurtful to one another. And I hope that you'll give someone a second chance, because it's not God that failed you. It's man. Man failed you, not God. God never will fail you. And he'll bring something else around your way. If you're hurt and if you're struggling and you just want to write God off, he's going to try another way to get your attention. He's never going to stop going after you. Not until you take your last breath. And I hope you don't let your last breath go without knowing God. Because I told you, I don't like people saying you're going to go to hell. Well, the way, you have a choice. If you don't accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, well, the consequences aren't very great. And he just loves you so much. He just loves you. If you're a parent, then you can understand the love of God, because you would do anything for your kid. And sometimes your kids are defiant. Sometimes you could raise them to be this best person and they just defy you every step they can. And that's not the kid you raised. I mean, you tried hard to raise them to be this type of person and then they defy you. And it's hurtful. That's exactly how God feels when we don't, you know, follow the map that he laid out for us. But he never stops trying to get our attention and come back. Never. Never stops. And sometimes it could be subtle. Maybe it's just a friend. Maybe it's a perfect stranger that just says the right thing. And how did they know what to say? Or it's a friend just showing you compassion and they care for you. Just, You never know, but he'll never stop going after you. Well, I really would like to hear your input. What could I do to help you and be that hope, be that inspiration? You know, I did talk about suicide. I talked about mental illness. It's something that it's hard. It's hard to deal with mental illness only because it's not like you can see the sickness when someone is actually physically sick. They look just like you and me, you know, just their brain is different. That's all. And that's hard. And I talked with someone who was dealing with a mental illness and how she's overcoming that. And I talked to someone about suicide. And I gave you my little testimony, I believe, that I had a cousin my age who took his life. After trying to deal with him and trying to get him overcoming that, the drug addiction, the depression, trying to help him, he just decided he wasn't going to try, and it was easier just to give up. Well, for you, maybe, but what's the other side going to look like? Are you going to heaven? Do you know Jesus Christ? Or you don't? If you don't know Jesus Christ and you take your life isn't going to get any better. For eternity, you're going to suffer. I don't want that for you. Neither does God. And if you're dealing with drugs right now, you just need to pray that God will release you from that addiction, because it's just taking your life. It's not giving you anything great, and it's stealing everything you have. Your joy, your friends, your family, your health, your brain, your money. Nothing good comes from drug use. So if you're suffering with something tonight, just ask God to heal you. Bring people to your life that will help you overcome. Break these addictions that are over you. Maybe it's a sexual addiction. You've got raped at a young age and you just don't know how to control your sexual desires anymore. There's a normal way that sex is all about. It's about building families. That's why you see women in bad relationships, but she's sleeping with him, because that bond, and she might not even realize it, but that sexual bond is so strong with a female. So strong, it's hard to break it. And God did that on purpose, to build families closer and build families stronger. So that sex with a man is to build families, build a strong family. That's why women nurse. It builds a bond with her and her child, a really strong bond. So if you're dealing with something that's outside that normal parameter of building a family, being very intimate with one person in the right context as a husband and wife, then pray that over yourself, that God will heal you of that, and he'll bring people into your life to help you through that. Well, again, the website's theambermayshow.com, P.O. Box 5162, Peoria, Arizona, 85385. Remember, instead of thinking about number one, just yourself, think about number two, somebody else, because eventually number two will look out for you.